Tuesday, 24 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're studying this wonderful topic that characterizes our Lord and hopefully characterizes each of us today, and that is the love of God. This is not the brotherly love that's spoken of in the precious Word of God, and there's a place for that. I like to be around people who have a human brotherly love for each other. They're certainly pleasant to be around. I enjoy being around them much more than those who are hating one another and scolding one another. But this is a love that comes only from God and can be returned back to Him. We love Him because He first loved us. It's defined and explained here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And because we have been in this chapter for some length of time, we'll just pick up basically where we left off on our last broadcast. Father, do bless us now, and may this wonderful love wherewith Thou hast loved us not only be received, but be extended to others as well. You said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And may that be a birthmark of every precious child of God. I pray not just in position, but in practice, dear Lord, as well. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In verse 7, we read, that love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. We close out our last broadcast mentioning a statement that I heard a preacher on the radio some time back say that some of his precious ladies that come to his church on the way out the door, I guess before they get out the door, they're scolded, they're cursed at, they have unbelieving husbands that simply berate them and I guess sometimes even threaten them. What is it that will keep somebody going on and serving the Lord under such circumstances? It has got to be the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible makes it clear here that this love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now, someone may well say, well, now down here, everything has an expiration date, and it does, and we're in time. And everything down here that's human and of this world has an expiration date. But I want to tell you that God's love never has an expiration date. Look in verse 8. Charity or love never faileth. Isn't that wonderful? It'll never fail us as we bear all things. It will never fail us as we believe all things. It will never fail us as we hope all things. And by His marvelous grace, it will never fail us while we endure all things. Charity never faileth. Now, He goes on to describe some things that will fail. And by the way, the Corinthian church had put a lot of emphasis on these things and not on that which is most important. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, look in verse 8 now. Love never faileth, charity never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. We'll say more about that in a minute. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as Paul has been discussing the gifts, and he says to them in verse 31, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto thee a more excellent way. He was encouraging them, oh yes, everybody has a gift, and some people have multiple gifts, and we should thank God for whatever gifts God has entrusted to us. But there is a way that is more excellent than any and all of these gifts, and that is, as we have seen in this chapter, the precious Word of God. Now, there were some that were boasting in their abilities to prophesy. And by the way, when you speak about prophecy in the Word of God, it has a twofold meaning. It means to foretell, and it means to foretell. It means to foretell the future, and to foretell or to preach that which God has already given to us. Now, as we're going to see, that there, where there be prophecies, that is the foretelling, they shall fail. Now, why will they fail? Because they won't be needed, because God would give us, as we're going to see in verse 10, we're going to see God would give us His perfect and complete revelation, and that is the precious Word of God. You see, when this was written to the Corinthian church, the Word of God was not complete at that time. It would not be complete until all 66 books, the 27 books of the New Testament, would be completed. It was not complete at that time. So he said, now, love never faileth. He said, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. We don't need new prophecies, new revelation today. You know what we need? We need illumination by the blessed Holy Spirit to understand what He has already given to us. Thank God for illumination of His precious Word. Now He makes it clear, where there be prophecies, they shall fail. They'll be completed. They won't be needed anymore. And He said, whether there be tongues, which is, of course, the gift of languages, He said, they will cease. We see a tremendous example of this over in Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit of God comes to activate the church. And let's look at it here just real quickly. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues or other languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation unto heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language, in his own tongue, or his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, or in our own language, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, and Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, proselytes, Cretes, and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Well, among all the things that it means the Holy Spirit had come to activate the church. As we said, that which is perfect had not come yet. The Word of God had not been completed. The written revelation of God had not been completed. And the gift of these languages was needed in order to get the Word of God out, the gospel out, to every tribe and nation. You know, of all the people who have been born in this world since God created Adam and Eve, this generation, those of us who live in the church age, ought to be especially thankful that we have been born in an age where we have the complete revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have the Old Testament. We have the New Testament. By the way, the New Testament is enfolded in the Old, and the Old Testament is outfolded in the New. We, by the grace of God, have God's complete revelation. So, no, we don't need new prophecies today. What we need to be illuminated so that we can understand what God has given us here in His precious Word. Charity or love never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail, or they shall be completed, and where there be tongues or languages, they shall cease. That is that special gift to be able to hear and speak to every man in his own language. I don't know just how this happened, but it appears to me that they were speaking, and the Holy Spirit of God was just translated into every language of everybody that was there. And by the way, we could spend a lot of time on this, how important it is for people to hear the gospel in their own language. I admire missionaries when they go to a field who learn the language of the people. For without learning the language, you'll never learn the custom. And without the language and the custom, you're sure limited as far as reaching people are concerned. God be praised that we have the complete revelation. That which is perfect has come, and we have it, the complete revelation of the Word of God. Father, thank you now for thy precious word. The entrance of it truly giveth light. Thank you for that marvelous love. May we not only receive it, but may we extend it. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join us next broadcast if you can.